Among them is San Carlos Apache College, which is not your typical campus. The tribe has been building toward this dream of making higher education more accessible on the reservation for the last decade plus. That vision from San Carlos Apache Chairman Terry Rambler is still a work in progress, but one he's been contributing to in ways big and small.
So we asked the chairman if we could borrow his podium. We didn't know he had more than one.
Lisa Utsi is vice president and provost of San Carlos Apache College. She's talking about the first commencement in May 2020.
And so the next year, I had texted him or something, and I was just like, hey, can we borrow your podium again? But then I realized we found it, and he was like, just keep it.
That's been a theme for the chairman when it comes to piecemealing this makeshift campus together in the heart of San Carlos by slowly turning empty tribally owned buildings, including one home to old council chambers, into classrooms.
Actually, a lot of the artwork on the walls are things that the chairman donated.
Chartered in 2014, then officially opening its doors 3 years later, the college has graduated over 100 students.
I joke I was leaving, in a way, the most fully funded, built out, oldest tribal college.
Utsi used to be dean of faculty for Diné College, which was founded on the Navajo Nation in 1968.
To come to a college with no funding, no classrooms, no faculty.
By this fall, Utsi says the college expects to employ 8 full-time teachers and enroll 500 students, but they and another 36 indigenous schools across more than a dozen states are still dreading the worst. Trump wants to cut their federal funding by almost 90%, down to a collective $22 million. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Piatarazzo reporting from the San Carlos Apache Reservation.